Welcome to another episode of Matt with Erlane and the Automotive Truth. If this is your first time listening to our podcast, we want to take a moment and say thank you. Our mission is to encourage those working in the industry, looking to start in the industry, or even consumers buying in the industry. We want to help. I'm Matt Pollard.
I'm Erlane Pollard.
And here's some automotive truth. But first, the rants. Here we go with some rants. Ladies first.
Okay, well, my rant of the day. We are in the season, holiday season.
Yay!
Thanksgiving, Christmas, and around dealerships, service departments, or sales departments, companies or Toys for Tots is coming out, giving boxes out to receive toys for children, for underprivileged children. And so my rant of the day is customers.
Okay. Like people contributing to the Toys for Tots.
Contributing, right. People that are bringing in their donations.
That's what.
Don't be cheap. Don't be cheap. It's for the children. It's for the children. I remember back when we were working at a store and Toys for Tots were you purchase a toy, it was supposed to be $10
or $10 or more.
$10 or more. Purchase a toy for a child, $10 or more, and you would get a free oil change. And of course, Matt had set up a coupon and everything for it. And so, you know, we were doing pretty good and there were toys coming in, but there are some times people were bringing in like dollar store toys.
Cheapy, choppy things.
Like really plastic, cheap-looking toys. Like, one person even brought in their, like, I don't know how many years on their dash filthy teddy bear into the dealership. And what? And how do you turn people away? I mean, it's kind of cringy to say.
I mean, I am the Grinch sometimes, but I'm not that bad.
You are. You can't turn people away. Like, well, I guess we could. And we started to tell people, listen, you know, we're really looking for store-bought toys, and then they will get into it. Well, this is a store-bought toy, you know. But I guess, you know, 10 years ago,
before it was faded. It used to be brown. Now it's yellow.
Yeah, but in many cases, I don't know how Toys for Tots are what their goals are on in the dealerships nowadays. But I know back then it was either you get a free oil change or you get some kind of a discount or whatever. But people, customers,
Paying customers.
It's for the children.
It's for the children. So again, actually feeding off of that, we're in the season. So here in Connecticut, we have to either supply a bag when we go shopping or pay a tax on it. Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't vote for that. So here we are in brick and mortar. You got to drive business. It's this, 'tis the season. It's Christmas time and all that. So everywhere I go, I have to bring a bag.
Yeah.
You can't pay the 10-cent tax for a bag so I can buy more items. You think I'm going to go to the store and fill up a cart? I'm going on Amazon. I'm not going to the store, right?
Tell them really what you do, honey. You fill the cart up, and then you walk out the store with the full cart, and then you put the items in a bag that are in your car.
Well, I'm not that guy that stands there and puts everything inside the bag, holds the lineup. I think of other people.
Yeah.
But it's the point. If you want to drive revenue, and you want people to go to brick and mortars, and you wonder why everything's closing.
Yeah. Very true.
You can't supply a bag. During COVID, all of a sudden they gave bags out.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. And the tax is on plastic, and all of a sudden they're taxing you on paper. I don't understand.
And people are just making money off of those other bags. The
dollar ones or whatever. Reusable.
Reusable, yeah.
The ones you take home and then infect with all your nasty children.
Hello.
And then you bring them back to the store.
Hello.
And yeah, that's smart.
Yeah.
Anyways. Wow. That was my rant.
Okay.
But we wanted to do an episode. So you keep seeing these ads on TV with the Carvanas and the Vrooms and people on YouTube saying they doing own consumer reports on cars, and the dealership is the devil. You know, the dealership. Don't go to the dealership. They're overpriced. They don't know how to treat people. And we've had a bad reputation in the dealership for many years.
Yes.
And that's why.
It's all lies. Lies.
Yes. You have to try. I mean, sometimes there's a bad experience.
Sure.
But it could be with the individual, you know. Back to the other episodes when you're talking about people's days.
Right.
People bring stuff
to work. You'd be surprised. Back then, the service department in a dealership has come a long way.
It sure has.
There's a lot of, you know, Honda, especially Honda, Toyota, Ford. There's a lot of modules and certifications that you have to take. Now.
Just to work on these things.
Yeah, no, just to write up even a repair, you know? How many times were they on my behind? You're laying your test. You haven't finished your test.
Manufacturer
test. Right, manufacturer test, right. Where they literally, you know, train you, you know, bit by bit. And so I've seen a turnaround in the people, you know, when it comes to, you know, customer service and the dealer service.
Not only about that, even being a female in the business.
That's
taking a big turn.
Oh my goodness, that's like another episode, right?
Yeah. I mean, we have ladies' rooms in the shop now.
Yeah.
We have, you know, we cater to being diverse.
Yeah.
I guess is a good word.
Yeah.
So that's another thing. But I didn't want to touch too much on sales.
Yeah.
But I mean, we do know the sales side, but we wanted to focus on the. It's called fixed, so we wanted to focus on parts service body shop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, body shop is body shop. But
repair.
But the repair part. So everybody's religious about changing oil. I made lists here. I went down, so I don't know. So we can start with service. So oil changes. Everybody's religious about changing oil. But if you have an all-wheel drive car, you have oil in the diff. You have oil in the trans. You have oil in your transfer case. You have oil in your rear end.
Many fluids.
Many fluids. Brake mm-hmm. fluid, power steering fluid. Yeah. There's all these other fluids in your vehicle. Mm-hmm. And over time, they do break down like your engine oil.
That's right. Moisture.
Yes. Moisture, wear and tear, northeast, heat, humidity.
That's right.
Stuff like that.
Difference in temperature, I guess.
And then after
affects
that.
Affects your fluids differently, people.
Yeah, after that is like, you know, other maintenances too. Because of the gas. You have all this ethanol and the gas and stuff like that, so it carbons up the engines. But to go to price, so now we'll tackle the oil change first. You go to Valvoline. So I did an oil change on a friend's truck. I didn't do the oil change. I did the brakes. He went somewhere else. He went to Valvoline, had the oil change done. $123.50 for an
That's
oil change.
That's crazy.
Valvoline. I could have did that at my dealer.
For somebody that doesn't even reset your tire pressures.
Yeah, they didn't top off his washer fluid. Nope. They didn't set his tire pressures. I found it ridiculous. It's $89.95 at most dealers. I think Lexus, we are $120 for synthetic.
$59.95 at Toyota. Honda. Toyota.
So,
Toyota was even cheaper. It was $34.95. Unless it was synthetic, and then it was $50-something.
Yeah, $59.95. So the dealer's more expensive? Where does that come from?
Yeah, that's a lie. It's a lie that all those other consumers are putting out there. Service department. The service department is
more,
at a dealership. You're getting more of quality.
More value.
Mm-hmm.
More value. Just think what the technicians have to go through just to work on your vehicles nowadays.
Yes.
The training they need, the tools they need. Do the oil change.
Yeah.
It's not an easy task anymore. And then, you know, I know it's time, but most of these places have express.
That's right. Most dealers do have express.
You're in and out.
Yes.
You're in and out in a matter of time. And then we wash the car. We put the air in the tires. We even replace the valve caps if they're missing.
That's
we top
right.
off the fluids. We test your battery. We clean the leaves off your wiper cowl. Like we do, we go out of our way to make sure the experience was well above what you would get at a V-Lube or a Valvoline or an independent.
Yes. Because even at an independent, they're not going to do all that for you. You're here for an oil change. That's what you're getting.
That's what you're getting. You're here for a check engine light. That's what you're getting. I've heard so many horror stories where you go to an independent repair. They diagnose a concern. The guy goes on a road. And then the car overheats. They never look the vehicle over. The radiator had a hole in it. So
yes.
There's a value going to a dealership.
Definitely.
And not only the great people that work at them.
Absolutely.
But you get a better experience. You get a better value.
You got an actual ASC certified technician working on your car that knows the car, right?
Yes.
He's a Honda technician. He's a Toyota technician. He's a Subaru technician. He's a... These people are these guys or women even are working on your cars. They know the product. They know where your cabin filter is. They know where all these points of your car. They know that, you know, during cold weather, there's mice that can make nests in your cabin, in your engine air filter. And so they look at those things. You know, it's a potential sell point for them, but it's also a benefit for you.
Yes.
You're breathing in mice feces,
yes,
or mice, you know, urine coming in through your vents. That's real stuff, people.
Yeah, that's your lungs.
Real stuff.
I made a note here that, you know, the labor rate in an independent may be, you know, $10, $15, $20 cheaper, but they're going to charge you more for the repair. So we go by labor time guides.
Yes.
Like the motor vehicles is on us.
Yes.
So we go by the labor time guides.
Yes.
So if we're $100, it's $100 times whatever the labor guide is. The independent is going to say, I want 3 hours. I want 4 hours. And then I wrote here, they have very little overhead and your mechanic
mm-hmm.
is going to do it cheaper.
Yes.
Well, most of the time your mechanic didn't do it right. Your mechanic broke it. And mm-hmm. guess what? Now my technician
yes.
is going to fix it.
The professional.
And I put here, brand specialist.
Yes.
Get what you pay for.
Yes, yes, yes. So the mechanic broke whatever he broke. Now you're coming over to the service department at a dealership to so the, you know, the professional technician that knows the product
yes.
Repairs what you're trying to save a buck on has damaged. I was getting to something and I just lost my train of thought of what
I was
getting to. No, that's okay. In any case, you know, when you come to a service station or, you know, your local mechanic or even, you know, your family member, you know, they're quick to say, hey, you know, I can do that for cheap. It's good and fine. All right, you're going to save money then, like he said. Sometimes you could just get away with, you know, whatever your
friend
right, mechanic, whatever, does it. And you can get away with him repairing it for cheap or whatever. And then you come to the dealership and even price the dealership out. And the dealership will say, oh, it costs, you know, $1,000 to do this repair. You're like, what? My buddy can do it for $6 or something,
yeah.
You know? Hey, talk to your service advisor. Talk to the person that's at the dealer because you can work things out with them. We have the wiggle room as service advisors, as service people to help you out, to try to get your car repaired properly. And if you're questioning the labor times, ask the manager, ask somebody in that place. Listen, Honda, Toyota, Subaru, Ford, whoever, they will stand by their product. And if you have a good manager, he will stand up and say, listen, hey, come over here. I'll show you where how this works and how, and what you need to do. Because that's most dealerships, professionals are trained to do. They're trained to show you this is where this goes. This is how it is done. And
yes.
They'll even open a book in front of you and say, look, this is the labor time for it.
Absolutely.
I can help you out with this. Your mechanic is not going to do that. He's not going to take the time to tell you, well, this is why he's paying. And I would probably say something like, oh, well, it's going to take me a long time to do. That's not sufficient enough for you as the consumer to be satisfied with the money you're giving them. Like, okay. Because it's going to take you long, you're going to charge me this much.
Yeah.
Where we can sit down, you know, the service department at a dealership can sit down.
And itemize the bill.
Exactly. Itemize it. Show you where the labor is. Show you where the – listen, you get better attention and better, you know, better cost for your money.
Value.
Better value for your money.
So, I mean, the dealership can get the same garbage parts your mechanic can get.
That's true.
Or your friend can get. But we can't, I mean, the suppliers I use, I do get a warranty from them, but there's no warranty in labor.
Yeah.
You would have to pay again to put the part in.
And even the fact, even if you do put in a used part or aftermarket part or warranty on it, how long is it gonna last? How many cars we've seen these Hondas come in with aftermarket alternators and they end up right back on the hook, right back into our shop.
So now you gotta pay twice.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'd rather that's why we have AAA. So I'd rather pay an extra $300-$500 up front for that car to last me another 10 years. It's an investment you're doing in your vehicle.
Investment.
So your house and then your car, your base expenses. Yes. So you continue to invest small amounts of money in your vehicle. The dealers put these huge mileage intervals on your vehicle now. So now you're 5,000. You're going once a year.
Yes.
You're going once a year. So you're going to have to spend a little more money.
These are for newer model cars. Newer model cars. They got long life coolant, long life transmission fluid. But still, my friends, you live in the East Coast. For those that live in the East Coast, I should say, because we have listeners everywhere. But for those that live in the East Coast, you know, temperature change. Those intervals may be a little bit shorter in your case because you are.
We're in the severe side of your manual.
Snow and rain, cold and freezing. Yeah.
So oil changes, you know, 3,000 to 5,000.
Right.
So, you know, combined all the manufacturers we know and we have, the average is, what, about 5,000 for the oil changes, 5,000 for the tire rotations, 2 years, 20,000 on brake fluid.
Mm. Or 3 years, yeah.
Yeah, or 3 years, depends. It's about 20,000 miles. Alignments, 1 year, 20,000 miles. 1 year, 15,000 miles.
1 year, 15,000 is...
If you go, if you're at the 5,000 interval, so that'd be the third service. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Your transmission, the dealer, you know, new cars are 100,000 miles.
Yes. Isn't that something?
That's crazy. But the average is about 60,000.
Yes.
Your diff fluid average is 50,000.
And you know what? All that, honey, goes like kind of out the window now. People are spending more time in their vehicles now. Look at Uber and Lyft and all these new companies that are coming out. Amazon and, you know, all these places that are people are driving more for a living than your average. Back then, like, you know, the highest driver or whatever was maybe a salesman or a taxi driver or something like that. But now you have... Everybody's an Uber.
Everybody's Uber and Uber Eats or Uber, Eats, Uber, yeah, Uber yeah. and DoorDash and
right.
all these.
Right. So they're putting tons of miles on these cars, you know, in a matter of a year or so, you know.
Yeah.
And so all those intervals kind of go out the window. You got to take care of your car. And not only that, but going back to what you were saying about an investment.
Yes.
You were talking about
your
home and your car are your two biggest
expenses
and investment. Yeah, there's a lot of people, like I said, you know, Uber drivers and Lyft drivers and all those. Yeah, a lot of those, and I'm going to say this just because I'm Spanish and I got to represent for my people. You know, a lot of these cars like Hondas and Toyotas overseas in the Caribbean.
Oh, yes.
They're all these, you know.
In the desert countries, absolutely.
Yeah, they're all Japanese cars. And not to say nothing bad about American cars, because if you take care of your stuff, it'll take care of you. I always say that to my customers. If you take care of your car, it will take care of you.
It's preventative maintenance.
Yes, preventing. I can't say the word.
Preventative maintenance.
Thank you.
It's to prevent an issue.
Exactly. And so a lot of these Uber drivers that are Spanish, they put their life into, they come from these countries, you know, overseas and South America, and they come and they put their hard-earned money into this one on a vehicle.
One investment.
You know, $30,000-$40,000 car they buy, and they invest their money, and they take care of that car.
They do.
Because they know that Absolutely. That car is going to give them back their money.
There's a return ROI, return on the investment.
There you go. Those are the perfect words. A return on their investment they're getting. And so they take care of the cars. Now, they know these cars from in their countries, like countries like Cuba. Like, they don't, now they started getting new vehicles over there. But you see those old cars in Cuba,
cool.
1930s and 44s that they have out there that they drive around.
Of communism.
Yeah, they can't. Now that they've gotten new vehicles, now that the ports have opened
There was a Netflix documentary on that. I watched it. It was so cool, actually.
Right, but those cars, and it was a Ford. They're Fords and stuff down there. Chevys and stuff that were down there. Those classic cars.
Classic cars.
They kept those things going. You know why? Because they took care. They couldn't get any. They couldn't. They weren't throwaway cars for them. They're like American, like American, you know, in America, you know, everything, we're so spoiled over here, you know, everything we get is like, you know, we get it, we use it, we throw it away, you know, and then you come from countries like Cuba, you know, and they kept that car, they took care of it, you know, they made the repairs and everything that they had to, and you think that they have nice paved roads down there? No, my friend, they're worse. Roads that you've seen in the world, but
you think our roads are bad.
Travel the country. But anyways, they took care of their cars. You know, take care of your vehicles. It's an investment. Now you have money, and you can afford not to, you know, do whatever to your car and drive it to the ground. Then more power to you.
Yes.
Maybe your bank is stacked. You know, not like mine, but you know. And you can afford to do that, but I don't know. I work for my stuff, and I like to keep my stuff nice. You know, yes. I like to keep my stuff, and it lasts for a long time.
Yeah. Exactly.
But that's where maintenance comes in on your vehicle, people.
You have to do it.
Yeah, you have to.
Before you get stranded.
And keep track of your records too. If you're so afraid of the dealership, you're so afraid of that. Oh, they're gonna rip me off. Oh, they're gonna take. You know, there we go again. Trying to sell me a filter. Oh, they're trying to keep track of your records. Keep track. You know, if you've done this before, you know, if you've done it somewhere else, hey, I've done it somewhere else. Or at the dealership, they're not gonna sell you something that you don't need.
Correct.
That's for sure. First of all, there's history.
You're gonna get ripped.
Yeah, there's history in our computer. It shows all your history, and we're not going. If they're trying to sell you something, again, pay attention to your history and keep track of your history and ask the advisor, when was the last time? Customer asks me all the time, when's the last time I did that? When I try to, you know, show them, listen, it's been 30,000 miles. It's time for you to do your transmission fluid again.
Yep.
You did it such and such. Or I wouldn't even say that. So it's time to do your 30,000 mile service. And they go, oh, yeah. When was the last time I did it? They'll pull my file quick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When did I do that? Now, needless to say, a lot of these, I want to say Honda and Toyota customers, they are faithful, you know, and they'll take care of their bills. And not to say that everybody else is not smart, but Honda and Toyota customers are very smart because Honda and Toyota. Because they take care of their cars. They take care of their cars. And not only that, they know that and it's not a myth, people, they do last a long time. These vehicles,
as long as they take care of them.
Yeah, as long as you take care of them. I mean, the bodies will rot off. These pickup trucks that are still running around, these Toyota Tacomas, you see the bodies rotting off and the engine's still going strong.
Still running away. I have one, actually.
Yeah.
I wanted to go back to something. You said save your records.
Yeah.
So I train my advisors. If a new customer comes to our stores, the first thing I ask is, do you have your service records? Because I don't want to recommend anything that you already done.
Yes.
So it tries to give the comfort to the customer up front because we care.
That's a good point.
And I always ask them, do you have your records from your past dealerships? I'd like to take a look at them. And then we have all these fancy tools where you can give them these digital printouts of the multi-points.
Yeah.
Or there's other, I don't want to name drop. If you want to sponsor the show, I'll drop. So take videos of cars. You can text it to the customer, email it to the customer. So there's always these other options for us to give the client the recommendations and your multi-point inspections and what your car needs.
Yeah, and it opens the door for honesty, you know?
Correct.
And showing them that you're really there to, you know, I know you're there to make money and you're there to, you know, to make a living because it is a business, but there's a purpose to it. There's a purpose why dealership and service departments, there's a lot of them, and that why every manufacturer has a service department, because it's, you know, kind of Bible, you know, it's kind of truth, to keeping up with that vehicle.
Yeah. So dealerships, manufacturers sell two things, cars and parts. Yes. So we're there to sell the next car. So if the service is top notch, you take care of that car, then the service department sells the next car.
Yes.
It's called the circle of trust, of life, if you want to call it. But that's how that goes. I was hoping that this would touch some people and just give them a little insight that the ship really isn't the big bad Diablo that everybody says it is.
Yeah, it is.
Most people that are there are very passionate about what they do.
Yes.
And that's why they do work at a dealership.
That's true, because those that don't like it, they leave.
They leave and go to the independent.
They won't last. They won't last.
Correct.
They won't last.
Yeah.
At our place, there is a huge board behind us in between both each service advisor, because there's two, two. And there's a huge board behind us that shows, you know, what we charge, what the Honda dealer charges, what the independent dealer, independent shop, this one, that one, Jiffy Lube, whatever. And it has like the breakdowns of alignments and oil changes. And it doesn't show that in every bracket we are lower than that. But in most cases we are, you know. In most cases we are, but it's a great idea to have something like that for your customers where they can see, you know, hey, we're showing you up front that we're not cheaper, in every area, but in most
instances we are.
Yes, we are. Yeah. Especially for the oil change part.
Oh, so I did some work on a friend's car and we went down the street to this place to have an alignment done. It's $120.
Yeah.
It's $120. I'm not arguing that. That's fine with me.
Yeah.
But you go to these dealerships, they're $79.
Yes.
So, to be honest with you, the dealership made $10 on that.
Yeah.
So the dealer's underpriced a little too much in some cases.
Yeah, yeah.
But when I went to this little independent shop down the street, because I didn't want to drive it to work and rip the tires off of it, mm-hmm. it was $120 at this little independent shop to put the tires on or do the alignment on it.
Yeah.
So it's not always cheaper.
Yeah. Don't be afraid. And if you are, like I said, you know, talk to a manager. Ask for a manager. If you walk into a place, be that person. Can I see your manager, please?
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to be that person. Sure.
If they're as personal and handsome as me, then you'll get your...
Easy now. Don't be coming after my man.
So if you would like advice on this, go to Instagram. What's it called? Direct message us. Email us. Mm-hmm. Leave a message on, I don't know how easy it is to leave a message on some of these podcasting platforms. I know Spotify is a little tricky to get in there and leave a message.
Yeah.
But if you want advice on this too, you know, get a hold of us somehow and we can advise you on what your automobile needs or if you're in the right price bracket, wherever you go. Yeah, we don't mind helping. That's why we do this. We want to help you.
Absolutely.
We want to help you.
We're for the people.
Yes. We are for the people.
We're for the people, people.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so thanks again to all our listeners, especially the new listeners. Thank you so much.
Yes, we appreciate you. We appreciate you very much.
Like, share.
Yes.
Until next time.
All right.
We out.